Biden's America, one-third say Memorial Day plans were affected by high gas prices. By Hannah Blow on May 27, 2022. One-third of Americans say their Memorial Day plans were affected by high gas prices in President Biden's America, an Emerson College survey released this week found. The survey found a majority, 52%, disapproving of Biden's job performance as the country experiences rampant inflation and record high gas prices. The economy is the top concern for 49% of voters, followed by crime with 12% and healthcare at 11%. Since the April national poll, the economy and crime have risen 9 points respectively. The survey found that Biden's policies are directly affect everyday life of Americans, as 33% said they have had to either change or cancel their Memorial Day weekend plans due to high gas prices. That news follows the U.S. hitting another record on Thursday, reaching a national average of $4.600 per gallon, as Breitbart News detailed. The national gas price average reached $4.60 on Thursday, reflecting a nearly 47-cent increase in the last month. For greater perspective, the national gas price average stood at $3.035 one year ago. Several states are experiencing prices higher than the national average. Those states include Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Arizona, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Hawaii, Alaska, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, and California, the last of which has the highest gas price average in the nation, $6.070. Industry experts are only expecting the situation to worsen over the cruel summer, predicting average gas prices well over $6 per gallon. The Emerson College survey was taken May 24 to 25, 2022, among 1,148 registered voters and has a +2.8% margin of error. This is far from the only indicator that Biden's policies are directly affecting Americans in negative ways. Harvard Harris's May survey found 68% indicating that the economy is on the wrong track, and 56% said that their financial situation is getting worse, up from 23% who said the same one year ago. Notably, 56% indicating that their financial situation is getting worse is the highest recorded percentage in that particular survey.